Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, welcome to the Literature and Spirituality Podcast, number 39. My name is Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International. Literature is defined as imaginative or creative writing. Because we come from God, we were created by God and bear the image of God, we have creative abilities and we appreciate what others create, particularly if it is good and edifying and a blessing and encouraging. And especially of recognized artistic value and done with excellence. Spirituality is defined as the quality or state of being concerned with faith, God, and religion or religious matters. The purpose of this podcast is to examine how these two subjects intersect with one another and how they relate to our lives. Our Literature and Spirituality Podcast passage from the Word of God, the Holy Bible, is Joshua 1:8, which reads, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." Our Literature and Spirituality quote for today is from J.R.R. Tolkien. He said, "Fantasy is escapist, and that is its glory. If a soldier is imprisoned by the enemy, don't we consider it his duty to escape? If we value the freedom of mind and soul, if we're partisans of liberty, then it's our plain duty to escape and to take as many people with us as we can." In this Literature and Spirituality podcast today, we are reading the Confessions of St. Augustine. This is part 3 of book 1. "Yet suffer me to speak unto thy mercy, me dust and ashes. Yet suffer me to speak, since I speak to thy mercy, and not to scornful man. Thou too perhaps despisest me, yet wilt thou return and have compassion upon me. For what would I say, O Lord, my God, but that I know not whence I came into this dying life, shall I call it, or living death?" Then immediately did the comforts of thy compassion take me up, as I heard, for I remember it not, from the parents of my flesh, out of whose substance thou didst sometime fashion me. Thus there received me the comforts of woman's milk, for neither my mother nor my nurses stored their own breasts for me. But thou didst bestow the food of my infancy through them according to thine ordinance, whereby thou distributest thy riches through the hidden springs of all things. Thou also gavest me to desire no more than thou gavest, and to my nurses willingly to give me what thou gavest them. For they, with a heaven-taught affection, willingly gave me what they abounded with from thee. For this my good from them was good for them. Nor indeed from them was it, but through them, for from thee, O God, are all good things, and from my God is all my health. This I since learned, thou through these thy gifts within me and without, proclaiming thyself unto me, for then I knew but to suck, to repose in what pleased, and cry at what offended my flesh, nothing more. Afterwards I began to smile, first in sleep, then waking, for so it was told me of myself, and I believed it, for we see the like in other infants, though of myself I remember it not. Thus, little by little, I became conscious where I was, and to have a wish to express my wishes to those who could content them, and I could not, for the wishes were within me, and they without, nor could they by any sense of theirs enter within my spirit. So I flung about at random limbs and voice, making the few signs I could, and such as I could like, though in truth very little like, what I wished. And when I was not presently obeyed, my wishes being hurtful or unintelligible, then I was indignant with my elders for not submitting to me with those owing me no service, for not serving me, and avenged myself on them by tears. Such have I learnt infants to be from observing them, and that I was myself such, they all, unconscious, have shown me better than my nurses who knew it. And lo, my infancy died long since, and I live. But thou, Lord, who forever livest, and in whom nothing dies, for before the foundation of the worlds, and before all that can be called before, thou art and art God and Lord of all which thou hast created, in thee abide fixed forever the first causes of all things, unabiding, and of all things changeable, the springs abide in thee unchangeable, and in thee live the eternal reasons of all things unreasoning and temporal. Say, Lord, to me, thy suppliant, say, all pitying to me, thy pitiable one, say, did my infancy succeed another age of mine that died before it? Was it that which I spent within my mother's womb? For of that I have heard somewhat, and have myself seen women with child. And what, before that life again, O God, my joy, was I anywhere or anybody? For this have I known to tell me, neither father nor mother, nor experience of others, nor mine own memory. Doest thou mock me for asking this, and bid me praise thee, and acknowledge thee for that I do know? Dear friends, we will continue reading the Confessions of St. Augustine in our next episode. Let's pray. Holy Father God, Give us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And Lord, first and foremost, help us to read your holy word and obey its principles. And Lord, help us to be inspired and encouraged to do your will by reading the works of others. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, influential English writer, poet, and Professor J.R.R. Tolkien said, "There is a place called heaven where the good here unfinished is completed, and where the stories unwritten and the hopes unfulfilled are continued. If you wish to go to this place called heaven one day, let me show you how you can do that. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's laws at some point in your life, and so have I. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Now, this is bad news, I know, but here's the good news. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live eternally with him. Pray and ask him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and he will save you. Romans chapter 10, verses 9 through 13 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, "Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed." For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you.